Cambridge Certificate in Proficiency English Preparation course by Cambridge Institute. This recording is copyrighted. This is the Cambridge Proficiency English Listening Test. Test 1. Now you will hear the instructions for this test. I'll introduce each part of the test and give you time to look at the questions. At the start of each piece, you will hear this sound. You will hear each piece twice. Now look at part 1. You will hear three different extracts. For questions 1 to 6, choose the answer A, B or C, which fits best according to what you hear. There are two questions for each extract. Extract 1. You hear a woman speaking about her experience on a sailboat. Now look at questions 1 and 2.
On leaving the island, we encountered the first rough weather of our trip. Before we knew it, the Beaufort scale was registering between 6 and 7, as the chilling north wind blew down, heaving us up over the waves and plunging us down into the troughs between them. Fortunately, our baby daughter, Sophia Rose, slept through the whole experience, wedged tight into her Moses basket in one of the cabins, apparently calmed by the sensation of being rocked up and down, unlike her mother, who was looking decidedly green. When we finally reached the southwest coast of the next island, the wind had eased off, and before long we were searching for a berth in the island's main harbor. Unfortunately, most of the available space was taken up by local fishing boats, and the few spaces that were left were exposed to the swell from the ferries, which regularly came and went. Wherever we tried to berth, fishermen belligerently waved us off, but eventually we managed to tie up alongside another three sailing boats, which made disembarking with a baby and a pram an adventure in itself. On leaving the island, we encountered the first rough weather of our trip. Before we knew it, the Beaufort scale was registering between 6 and 7, as the chilling north wind blew down, heaving us up over the waves and plunging us down into the troughs between them. Fortunately, our baby daughter, Sophia Rose, slept through the whole experience, wedged tight into her Moses basket in one of the cabins, apparently calmed by the sensation of being rocked up and down, unlike her mother, who was looking decidedly green. When we finally reached the southwest coast of the next island, the wind had eased off, and before long we were searching for a berth in the island's main harbor. Unfortunately, most of the available space was taken up by local fishing boats, and the few spaces that were left were exposed to the swell from the ferries, which regularly came and went. Wherever we tried to berth, fishermen belligerently waved us off, but eventually we managed to tie up alongside another three sailing boats, which made disembarking with a baby and a pram an adventure in itself.
Extract 2. You hear a man talking about his pastime. Now look at questions 3 and 4.
Well, first of all, you need time and a lot of patience, as well as knowledge. Patience is particularly important because precision is everything. Even a tiny mistake can ruin the end result. Then suitable materials must be found. These are sometimes hard to come by because you need different kinds of wood for different parts, and it must be good quality and cut in a specific way. For example, the body needs strips of hardwood, which are then joined together to form a rounded shape. You also need a hardwood, preferably oak, for the neck. Then the fingerboard and bridge must be made of ebony. The soundboard is the only part which is made using a softwood, pine. This needs a lot of planing and sanding because the thinner it is, the better the sound. I think the most difficult part is getting the measurements right. The spaces between the frets must be calculated accurately and their distance from the bridge carefully measured. This is of paramount importance. You need to be able to play a right note. Well, first of all, you need time and a lot of patience, as well as knowledge. Patience is particularly important because precision is everything. Even a tiny mistake can ruin the end result. Then suitable materials must be found. These are sometimes hard to come by because you need different kinds of wood for different parts, and it must be good quality and cut in a specific way. For example, the body needs strips of hardwood, which are then joined together to form a rounded shape. You also need a hardwood, preferably oak, for the neck. Then the fingerboard and bridge must be made of ebony. The soundboard is the only part which is made using a softwood, pine. This needs a lot of planning and sanding because the thinner it is, the better the sound. I think the most difficult part is getting the measurements right. The spaces between the frets must be calculated accurately and their distance from the bridge carefully measured. This is of paramount importance. You need to be able to play a right note.
Extract 3. You hear a photographer talking about digital photography. Now look at questions 5 and 6.
I think in my line of work, the advent of the digital camera was a godsend. Reels and reels of film used to get wasted as you struggled to get one perfect shot. It was a costly business. Now, of course, the initial outlay is still high, but the cost of developing and the running costs, well, they're negligible. The darkroom is virtually a thing of the past, as it's rapidly being superseded by the computer. The software accompanying the equipment enables you not only to delete redundant shots, but to tweak the ones worth keeping. You know, correct minor flaws, enhance certain features, and even make creative adjustments, all without the headache of dealing with messy chemical solutions. But we're not writing off film cameras just yet. For projects such as advertising posters, professionals still prefer the large format film cameras. It's a question of resolution, basically. The resolution capability of a digital camera is determined by its megapixel capacity. Pixels are the dots which make up the image in a digital photograph, and well, to date this is not enough to produce mural-sized display prints, but it's only a matter of time before we can do that. I think in my line of work, the advent of the digital camera was a godsend. Reels and reels of film used to get wasted as you struggled to get one perfect shot. It was a costly business. Now, of course, the initial outlay is still high, but the cost of developing and the running costs, well, they're negligible. The darkroom is virtually a thing of the past, as it's rapidly being superseded by the computer. The software accompanying the equipment enables you not only to delete redundant shots, but to tweak the ones worth keeping. You know, correct minor flaws, enhance certain features, and even make creative adjustments, all without the headache of dealing with messy chemical solutions. But we're not writing off film cameras just yet. For projects such as advertising posters, professionals still prefer the large format film cameras. It's a question of resolution, basically. The resolution capability of a digital camera is determined by its megapixel capacity. Pixels are the dots which make up the image in a digital photograph, and well, to date this is not enough to produce mural-sized display prints, but it's only a matter of time before we can do that.
That's the end of part 1. Now turn to part 2.